Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, Rob, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm going to be talking about laughter today.
Oh, okay.
What's it all about? Where's it come from? Why do we laugh?
Now I'm understanding why you were impersonating the Count.
Yeah, I should have just
Sesame
laughed,
Street.
Shouldn't I? Yeah.
Right. Okay, what's it all about then,
well,
laughter?
Firstly, laughter could be a signal people have used for millennia to show others that a fight or flight response is not required.
Oh.
Right. This raises the possibility laughter may have been preserved by natural selection to help humans survive.
I like that. That's interesting.
Do you know what I mean? So if you hear someone laughing, you know it's all good over there.
Yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And say, for example, you're being chased by somebody. When you get away, your response sometimes is to laugh.
Well, it's like that, you know, relief.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Can conjure laughter.
Yeah.
Totally.
It may also explain why we are drawn to people who make us laugh.
Uh-huh.
This could also explain why people fall in love with someone because they make them laugh as well. If our laughter is triggered by someone's ability to be funny, it has the effect of making us overcome fears caused by strange or an unfamiliar situation.
Ooh. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing better than going somewhere where you're a bit intimidated by the vibe, you don't know anyone, and someone goes out of their way to like make you laugh, make you feel comfortable.
That's always been my aim in life.
Well, you're definitely good
at
that.
So, you know, just leave someone with a little bit of a smile or whatever.
Exactly.
So now I've actually come up with some laugh types, which...
Are these scientific types or are these science types?
No, this is scientific stuff, right? First off, you've got the belly laugh.
Oh, yep.
Which is a hearty, deep laugh.
Can you do a belly laugh for us, Zoe?
Me?
That's our Father Christmas laugh, isn't it?
Oh.
You got a bray, which is a loud and harsh. A breakup, which is unrestrained. Then a cassination, which is, I don't know what that word means. If anybody out there know what it means, let me know.
5395.
Which is loud and convulsive. Then you got a cackle. Now, it's a loud laugh, like the sound of a hen laying an egg.
That's me.
Then you've got the chortle, which is a partly suppressed laugh.
That's like the policeman's laugh.
A chuckle, which is soft part and partially suppressed. A giggle.
I like a chuckle.
Which is a nervous laugh. A guffaw, which is a burst of loud and hearty laughter. A hee-haw, which is loud and sounds like a horse.
Aww.
Or a donkey.
I do a sort of, when I'm proper laughing, I do a laugh and a snort. Where I just go like
You do.
Now, you've also got the worst of all laughs, the anti-laugh for me, and that's the fake laugh.
Ooh. Do hate a fake laugh,
and
yeah.
I've actually found out, right, now this is quite interesting, this. A real laugh is good for you and it triggers the release of feel-good endorphins that help you cope with internal and environmental stresses. Whereas fake laugh, it's got none of that.
So what does the fake laugh do? Is it just nothing?
Well, it's nothing, and it's actually used. It is used by people as a weapon in some ways.
A weapon?
A verbal weapon.
I just think of a fake laugh as when you're at a party and you're talking to someone that you don't
You're
really,
trying to get out of the chat.
You're trying to get away and they're trying to be funny and you're like, yeah.
No, what you do is you go, can I just stop you there and walk off? That's what I do.
That's a very Rob thing to do.
You're actually not funny. And
right. It's up and okay. Fake laughter has none of that and is hard work and draining. Instead of filling up your cup of joy, it drains it.
Oh my God. Yeah, fair. It definitely does. What, you know, how would you categorize your laugh? You've got the snort laugh. You would say you go for a cackle?
Yeah, maybe a cackle. Or the hen.
Or the hen, yeah.
Laying an egg.
Mm.
I think I'm definitely in the sort of like cackle territory as well.
Yeah.
I kind of flip into the, you know, the quiet laugh when you're hysterically laughing.
Oh, yeah, and it's just sort of like a...
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I'm trying to find this clip. I'll see if I can get it now. People might have seen it doing the rounds on Twitter recently. It was a French TV show who got a bunch of people with unusual laughs to sit in a room together.
Oh my God, I haven't seen this.
And it's like a domino effect of chaotic laughter sort of, this might sound absolutely chaotic on the radio. Let's see what we can get here.
What the hell?
Sounds like a zoo.
It does. I would recommend people try and find this video. We'll link it in the podcast because it's just so joyful. A bunch of people with unusual laughs setting each other off and turning into barnyard sounds. Thanks for bringing us a bit of laughter today, Rob.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. Like, actually get into it a little bit more. I'm just giving you a bit of a taster, really.
You got a poem for us today?
Well, sort of.
Oh, okay.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
I wrote this between Newmarket and Britomart this morning and it just suddenly stops because I got distracted because the train stopped. We all like a laugh, like the bird that sleeps in the armpit of a giraffe. That doesn't make any sense. I prefer a perch on a fence or the fish with a see-through head, Britomart.
Oh, the hen lady, I love her. Thank you very much, Rob.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Someone's texted in about the work laugh. The